We can put wacky thoughts into different groups to better understand them. The first group of wacky thoughts is called one-way thoughts. One-way thoughts are very stiff, rigid, and not flexible. They don't bend or change. They're like a steel rod, unbending, unchanging, very hard and stiff. Okay? So here's the first wacky thought. It's called all-or-nothing thinking.
This is a very common one-way thought. When a kid thinks this way, they see things as all one way or all the other. It's either all good or all bad. There's no in between. For example, a kid may think, my grade is either all good, an A, or all bad, a B or less. If I don't get an A, then everything else is bad. I'm either the best at something or the worst.
Imagine you're playing a ball game. All eyes are on you.
Steer right to!
Crud, I hate this. I can't hit a thing. Either I get a hit or I'm a loser.
Come on, kid. Hit the ball. Focus. We need this game. You can do it.
Okay, coach. If I miss this, I'll ruin the game. I better hit this or everyone will be mad. I wish I could just leave. Wait. I feel wobbly.
Hold up. Batters, step back.
What's up, kid? You don't look so good.
Yeah, I'm feeling all of a sudden. Just a minute. Whoa. I'm feeling weird. Get a grip. My friends will think I'm a wimp. This is so embarrassing. I wish I could just run away. I'll probably get thrown off the team. Man, my hands are slippery. I gotta put some dust on them.
Okay, kid. You're gonna bat? You're just gonna stand there. We need to get this thing going.
Okay. Either I hit this ball or my life is over.
Can you see how this thinking is stiff as a nail? Not flexible at all? It's either one way or the other. Either he hits the ball and wins the game, or he is a loser, and losing the game is all his fault. Nothing in the middle. The more he thinks this way, the more crank gets going, making him feel wobbly and sick, and then he's unable to hit the ball.
Do you see how the wacky thoughts are lies, too? Losing the game would not be all his fault. Other kids had their chances to score runs. If he reminded himself that this is a team effort and that if they lost, it's the whole team's fault, then the pressure would be off him and he could focus better.
His evil Bob got the best of him and he's really believing the lies.
Here's another example. Say that you don't like your nose and you think, I'm ugly. In a very sneaky way, you've just created two choices. Either you are ugly or good looking. So, better nose, good looking. My nose, ugly. But is that really true?
Man, this is so me. I see how I live by all or nothing all the time. It's either all clean or filthy, all organized or all a dump, all said and counted perfectly or all screwed up.
That's a great insight, man, and really brave of you to speak so openly about it.
Well, I figure if I continue to keep it hidden, I'm not going to get any better.
Absolutely, Matt. Talking about it can really help.
Some kids struggle with this all or nothing thinking with their friends. A kid may say, she didn't talk to me at school today. She must not like me anymore. That is all or nothing thinking. You see her not talking as either she likes me or she doesn't. No in between. Maybe she's just having a bad day.
Or maybe you don't like being dirty. All or nothing thinking for you would be something like, having any dirt on my hands or body is totally sick. I can't have any dirt on me because I might have germs, and that is sick. If someone touches my stuff, it will be sick, and I can't touch it.
These all-or-nothing thoughts turn on crank. They make problems automatically terrible. There is no little problem, sort of a problem, or a medium problem. Any problem is all bad. So things are either all good or all bad.